we are very pleased to be joined here on the pregame show tonight by the athletic director. I think he has like 12 other jobs too, of Garden City Community College, and that is Ryan Ruta. First off, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
Absolutely. And by the way, he's sporting the Joe Namath beard right now. It looks really good.
No Shave November.
Absolutely, No Shave November, and so far things good with the basketball team. They're 3-1. The women got their first win the other night. But you got some big time news to announce on the air tonight, so I'm going to give the floor to you.
Absolutely. No, we wanted to take this time to announce, we just received word today from J.D. Etor, who is the bowl chairman for the football capital of Kansas Bowl, that's hosted at Pitt State. And Garden City Community College has accepted the bowl invitation to play on December 8th. They'll be playing Tyler Junior College out of Texas. And just extremely excited, you know, with things happening the way they did there this year. Just great to be able to put the pads back on and give the kids another chance to go out there and show their skills and talents and be able to don the Bronkbuster uniform here one more time. So
I'm very happy. Actually, you know, about 2 hours ago, I was actually looking at the bowl bids, and I knew that the people had announced and said they were going to announce who they're going to play. I saw Tyler up there with a team yet to be named. I was really surprised by that. But some of this that you can turn into, though, too, Michael, is that Butler chose not to go to Pittsburgh.
Right.
They chose to go to Iowa. That opened up a slot immediately. So now I'm sitting there thinking, sitting there at home and being drab and dreary and as positive I think all the time. I'm thinking, I was thinking of Highland. And then I was thinking, well, why not Coffeeville? You just shove Coffeeville right there.
Right.
Garden City gets a gift, in my opinion. And maybe this is the type of deal that people realize that Garden City has a good football team. And we got a good draw. We got a great fan base, too, that can make the trip also to Pittsburgh State. Mm-hmm. I think this is what is so perfect about this, about me sit there crying and complaining in my own tears because we weren't going to be playing any football. But now, December 8th, we're going to be one of the last teams to be playing in all the Jayhawk, JUCO, and also the JUCO football programs throughout the nation on December 8th.
It's
a special deal, obviously, to give these kids. And we saw the all-conference list that came out yesterday, and it was littered with Garden City players, which well-deserved. Tyler Peterson, I don't think got enough credit for what he did on special teams, and we know everybody else, but it's a big deal because it's another game. And like he just said, last day of the season.
Absolutely, last day of the season. I think, Ross, you're right on the money. You know, Garden City boosters, you know, I think that's one of the things that's a credit to the athletic programs and just the support that we do have here. You know, the bowl committee said that was one of the big indicators that went into it, is just the success they know the Garden City football program has had traditionally and this year as well, but just the draw that they're going to get from the boosters. And I think it's a credit to the boosters and the college itself there for what they're able to do and gives the kids another chance to be able to go out there and show their stuff.
Before we let you go, recruiting-wise, this is obviously a huge tool for Matt Miller and Jeff Kelly and those guys. And I know Jeff Kelly is heavily involved, obviously, in the recruiting. But when you talk about kids that are potentially looking, hey, are we going to go to this program back-to-back years? You guys go to the Mississippi Bowl last year, and now you're going to a really reputable bowl, obviously, over at Pittsburgh State.
Absolutely. No, you're right on the money there. I mean, it's a huge recruiting tool for us. You know, we're here at halftime. We're going to actually announce and bring the football team down here and announce it to the crowd. We've kind of let them know just by word of mouth here today, but really want to make it a special thing for them because they're the ones that have put the hard, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears into things. But obviously for recruiting, it's a big advantage for us to be able to go and have a bowl game to be playing in.
Well, what's going to be great for us, Ross, is after we get done calling the Garden City High School Football State Championship game, which is what we're hoping to do, we'll shoot on. Get on the private Ross Miller helicopter.
There you go.
Fly over to Eastern Kansas, and then we get to have one more college football game this year. So
there you go.
Congratulations to you, Dan Delgado, Colin Lamb, and of course Doc Swender, and everybody else that put so much hard work in the BAA. There's like so many people that are involved, and we're just here to highlight you guys. You guys do a great job, and we appreciate you letting us be here and coming along for the ride.
Absolutely. Well, we can't tell you how much we appreciate Ross and Mike. You know, I mean, you guys have been a great supporter and advocates for the program, and look forward to seeing you down there at Pitt and calling one more football game this year.
Absolutely. Can't complain about that. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Thank you.